We're up to Pasuk Beis.
Yeah, Mayofu Pamayach Ban Olim Bas Nodiv. Chamuki Rechayach Kimoy Chaloy Masri Oman. So before the question had been, whatever sheet you saw, that Kal Yisrael had, the Goyim wanted to be Mitzav for Kal Yisrael, and Kal Yisrael had said, and what do you see in me? And now they're answering, Pirish. Mayofu Pamayach Ban Olim, Hini Shivu, Hechyofu Pamayach Ban Olim, Mashalacht Rina Alt Atzmech Bebotach Nisiyos Lispalo. You've gone and you've locked yourself into Bebotach to that. Bas Nodif, Lispalo Agimol Tfilis, also obvious and Ekrom Nedivim. So the pasuk is talking about one, the fact that they were machbi themselves to go davin, and chamuki rechayich, mashe start atzmech lulmoy teira b'seisa. So those two inyanim that they were masas heim kemoi chaloy mas aman irish hatachshitim she'also de man beheim aluchos. Sha'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Pirish, Heim Hamastir on the Betera, Vigain on Mikosim and Little Bissinai. Beshesham Migmar, Hamuk Rechayim, and Chabesesa to Betera Besesa. So we have over here, Ikilu, very unclear. Are we talking about people learning Teira Behesta because they're afraid? Is that the reason? It seems strange. It seems as if there's a Myla. If we talk about the Mesiras Nefesh, then it would say it says it for all mitzvahs. Here it says specifically Tefillah and Torah, and the fact that it adds that like Tachshit is just going to be Maluchos. So the Mashmos has nothing to do with Mesiras Nefesh and Shas Hashmad and so on. He has a Xaviat Ginsburg, he Shivu Beis Umesanal, he Chiofu Pamayach Hashanal, so Sagat, that's what the Xir says, as far as Gion Tfilo, Sheik Novitz, Zibas Nodiv, Chamuke Rechai Ka'ata Mas, that's one of the Mesh, Osses, they say, Gev, Turlom to a Sib, Vasig Oser, Kmeshot Saluk, Vesina, Vesek Mechaloyim, Utachshit, Mais Omez, Akash Prochu, Vesedosh, Vesinu, Mayach, Vesesi, 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 very similar to this. So let's first take a look. He brings down over here from Itmel Yo a Hezba that he wants to shtel to. And then we'll talk about it a little bit. Take a look in 546. So at the end of the first column, full line from the bottom. But Emes Hishalot Nishtana Klal Adrishu L'Mesiris Agmur Tegna Madegas Kabbalas Luchat Afroinim. Omnom, Beluchas are Shinim Gamavonim Yunashmai, Pirish, Madregas, Libum, Tresor, Hoysagam, Himi Prinashmemis, Shoys, Libum, Torm, Prinas, Achirus, Agufers, and Oisov. Umosa Kulamam, Shatavos Hashem, Agam Beluch Sachinis, Omakarishporch, Solochos, and Luchas Afonic Shinim, Hareza Pelop, Solochos, a Tochim, the Tips of Onimilamato, Bav became Kershem, Shimadegas, Shim Amish, and basically says that Pressure Omol. To bring out the physical making into ruach and so on. I don't think that's the nekuda over here. So it's true that Chazal over there say it has to do this was given mekoyle koylus and it was given mitznius. Still, it still requires some sort of havon in the hair. So I think the pshat's like this. The olam mitzvahs. The Maisa Mitzvahs all take place within the context of this world. And you take law of Netzach, you take Tefillin, you take Tzitzis. It's not Shaykh and it's not important, it's not needed to do Mitzvahs B'Seser. I mean, you know, the world of Torah Mitzvahs is the world around us. There are two inyanim in Torah, in the big picture of Torah, that are unique. One is tefillah, one is Torah. It says the mashal by tefillah that before a person is mispalel, he needs to go into delas b'fnim delas, pesach b'fnim pesach. In other words, there's a withdrawal into a certain world of Torah. And the withdrawal into the certain world of Torah, tefillah we're talking about, you can't, because you're coming to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to be able to withdraw from that world around you. That's how tefillah works. Torah works also. A person needs, is Tam Yeshiv Aholim, he needs to be in a makom that is mutzna, chamukei rechayach siv. It's because he has to withdraw to some degree from this world. That's part of what Torah is. And it's an olam ruchni, and the only way to shaftes on ruchni is by having some sort of drawing away into that world. So that's why it's chamukei rechayach bedafka, because this is a world where these inyanim need to have their behesta. Without the behesta, it's missing something. So when we ask the Mas'olam, what are you missing? What did you see in us that you want to be part of us? The Olam HaMitzvos that's begolun, they don't feel so much apart from it. That world of Mitzvos is part of this world. If we're looking for something that's unique to us, that's miyuchat us, it's these inyanim that are just us and just for us. That's one nekuda. Second kenich on it is teva dvarim, means if somebody is very what's the right word for it, open, revealed. It doesn't create an attraction like something which is behesta. Whether we're talking about a personality, a person who has a lot of pnim, there's an attraction to the person. A person that everything is on outside and on his mouth, there's not an attraction. Even physically, attractions happen when a person is, when there's a hesta, something draws a person. So the nekudas of Klal that are hestadic are these two nekudas, the world of tefillah, the world of Torah. So we're not talking about the shas of Ishmad or anything like that. We're talking about the etzim inyan of Torah and tefillah that it allows a yid to draw, to withdraw, and have his own world. Here is Beis.
So
here he's talking about more the cholinus of cholesterol, that it's not misarev bein umas, stands in its own world and doesn't partake with it. And again, This yichud especially makes Kal Yisrael attractive to Mosaylam, because something that you have and that you feel you're part of, there's no attraction to it. Attraction is bedafka to things that are beyond, that are behested, that are not there.
Inyan.
So this second pirush is the same knate, but it's the same inyan, but a very different knate. In the first pirush, The dogish was on the etzem activity of learning and davening, that learning and davening were our activities that are behesta. That's the kuda. This pshat, the learning and the davening, is something which is, it's not the learning and davening, but it's the batik nesiyos and the matim drashas that are shaft through that. So there are mekoymos that are shy of the Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael only. And those are the mekoymos that the Mesoilim were very enchanted by. So the difference lies in whether we're talking about the subject matter or we're talking about the mokum for the subject matter, which is a mokum hestabetz. That's the pshat over here.
Rabbi Shamshon of Hirsch somewhere.
Yeah.
I forgot where it was. Says something to the effect that the shuls and batei knesiyos were a new invention, and the Torah was never. You don't find anything in the Torah other than the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan about the Beis Knesses, because the Torah was really meant to bring into people's homes. And you know, Klal Yisrael got shvachar, so they made Beis Knesses.
I think right.
So how does that fit with something like this? Where, meaning, first of all, I don't know if I find anyone else who ever says such a thing that Beis Knesses is a new invention. Did they not have that in the times of the Nevi'im and the times of the Gemara? I don't know what he means by relatively new.
Right.
I get the point, but are the Beis Knesses something unto themselves, or they're just, you know?
Well, the Gemara says that the Gemara speaks about the Batei Knesses of Shev. In Bavel, the Beis Rabbeinu of Bavel, the Gemara does speak about it, so I'm not quite sure what that means. The Gemara talks about Mekomos that is Zashor Sashchina. If anything, the Mokoim of the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash was Beis HaKnesses. Our Beis HaKnesses, because there's no Mishkan or Mikdash, is modeled after it. But in Bayis Sheni we had a Beis HaMikdash, and yet you had Batei Knesses. So I mean, we find it all along. I mean, you know, that we discover. So to say that these Batei Knesset are only after Chuma, I don't know if the archaeological digs what they find. My understanding is it's always. I'm not quite sure what that means. I mean, I'll tell you. I know the angle he's coming from. His angle is that by the Goyim, by the Catholics, you know, all worship happens in the church. It's all about the church and b'chulhu. That is right. God, so we don't have such a thing. But exactly what is the for us, Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash is an addition to the bias. It says that a bias shchin is shuya, but when people are misasif together and they, in order to engage in Torah and so on, it creates a whole makom. So I'm not sure the.
Right. So I understand his point that the goyim say that God remains in the. He says that over and over. God.
Yeah, right. That's
in
right.
The temple and he doesn't leave. Fine, but I also understand that the makom that we have is as a means where. Yeah, we can't do it on our own, so we come and we gather in the shul, and that, you know, that brings great things. But this pshat in the Gain is mashma that even when we leave and we're not in the Beis Knesses, like those Knesses we saw in Poland that are not being, that not active, there's still some kedusha, there's some purpose unto them, you know, outside of the things. They seem to be like an end to themselves to some degree.
They are a metzias of kedusha and Klal Yisrael. For us today, they have a din of mikdash me'at, and the Ramban speaks about Klal Yisrael getting to mikro kodesh because they would get together on Shabbos and Yontiv and daven basifas am. I assume they needed a place to daven basifas am. You can't just daven the street. So I'm not sure about how. No, all that fits in with what he says. Okay. So both pshatim are that the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael that they run after is the Yoifi of what's Muslim Klal Yisrael. What's interesting also, just another Nakuda, he says Bas Nodif. It's two things. In Tfila, he says Mayofu Pamaich Ban Olim, Shina Altas in particular says it palo. In Chamuki Rechayich, he says Mashi Statas Mechuma Kair Besaisa. So there's a difference in Tfila. Tfila is still shayach to this world. So it just, there's a wall that cuts us off from the distraction of this world. There's a big difference between Ne'olim and Chamuki Rechayach. A place that's closed, a door that's closed, means it's Be'etzim Mizr Shus Harabim. It's a place, it's not a hidden place. The place itself is not hidden, but it's walled off and partitioned off. So Tefillah is still shayach to this world, like it's called, Chayeshah, but it deals with Ribbono Shel instead of the potatoes and with being down to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's called Ne'olim. The Torah is be'etzim a higher understanding, a deeper understanding, and the more a person is misbeinin it, the deeper he goes. So the Chamuki Rechayach is something that shayach to the atzmius of what Torah is. That's I think a noticeable difference between the two, an important difference. One. Secondly, it's very interesting. He says Bas Nodiv Lispala Gimel Tfilah Shasa Ovis and Ikram Nedivin. The Ovis that are called Nedivin. Now, why is that particularly associated with Tfilah? So in Tfilah we find it says Avram was Mesakin Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meiriv. In all other mitzvahs that the others did, like the famous Ram says, that we do it because we were mitzvah in Sinai. And once there's a tzivui, retroactively it's mevatel the others. So what the others did, we don't do it because of them. Here, Tfilah is something that is still from the Ovis. You know, Tfilas Ovis Tiknum. So the Naf Gimin, I think, is in Tfilah you also find a musig of a Tfilas Nedava. You don't find it by any other mitzvah. I mean, yes, stuck as much stuck as you want to give, that's wonderful. But that there should be that you can take a little of an esrig and then add another little Nanuim al Daitcha, you don't find such a musig. It's miyuchad to this inyan, because this is something, tefillah is something that's supposed to come from the person reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillah is, every nedivus means, I don't do it mikoyach hatzivui, adrabe, I'm the one initiating it. So tefillah is, yes, there is a halach and shachar that we have to daven, so we do it. But the etzemos of tefillah is a person reaching out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as opposed to mitzvahs, which all start with a tzivui to do something. And of course, doing it helps us connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the most of it is a tzivui. Tefillah, by its very essence, is me reaching out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why Ovis, B'Torah's Nedivim, are the ones who made it.
Maybe this stems with what we said by Sassine Chuva about the tefillah being yafa because it's something that we're doing to show, because we're initiating, we're reaching out, so it's something that, you know, shtel suda kadosh baruch as opposed right. to Talmud Torah, which we take in and it's ours. This is a showing of
right. shtel. Right. Good. Okay. So he says, and then he says also, when he says the last piece I wanted to add, he says, Maisam Pir Shigam Hemoi be Maisa Shakash Brochu Bashkachose, Bezei Beshosh when Sid Madrosh Yukurat Sok, Ronch Hazal Sid Mosh Hutsos Yukurat Sok. What does he want with that? He's saying that the Maisa Oman means they stole suit to it. The Asidin. Asid Mekasiv and Rosh Hashem Bavel, the cover by Eretz Yisrael, means like this. Eretz Yisrael is the makom of permanent Ruchnis Tikkun Nechasim Kal Yisrael. It's the makom where you have the Beis Hamikdash, you have the Lishkas Gozes. This is where Kal Yisrael's Ruchnis Tikkun Sentas and Oitzes are. In Chutz Laaretz, you need something bintayim, so you make something bintayim. But like it says at Tzivil Chatziyunim, that everything in Chutz Laaretz is only achana for Eretz Yisrael. It's not the makom for the world of Torah. The world of Torah, the makom, the world of Torah is Eretz Yisrael. Asim 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 shabavol shabuchutz laaretz. The cover of Eretz Yisrael means that they will become part of the nichsitz and baz of Klal Yisrael. They're going to become part of the mitzias of Klal Yisrael's a permanent mitzias of Klal Yisrael. So anything to do with Chutz Laaretz by its nature is temporary, because Chutz Laaretz is temporary. But the Kesim of the Rashim, and the way we explain it, it actually is very meaningful, because since a Beis Knesset, a Beis Medrash, it's mafkia the Chutz Laaretz. It becomes the makom it becomes part of the makom of permanent Kedusha Klal Yisrael. Okay. Shorech Agan HaSahar Al Yechsa HaMozeg V'Bitnei HaRem HaSchechitim Sugav HaSheshan. So these are all the Shvachas of Klal Yisrael that Umas Oilam are singing. It's done very interesting. We have a Kaddish Baruch Hu singing praises, and we have the Umas Oilam singing praises. So here it says Shorech Hagan HaSahar Pirish Hi Yerushalayim Shehi Be'emza Eretz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael Memza Yishuv Kama Tibush Memza Beten Abed Memza Guf. So this goes for Chazal that everything is the emptiest, so shall is the emptiest. Let's explain Al Derech HaPshat. You know, everyone always, what it means to emtza. You take a globe, wherever you stick a pin in, that's the emtza, and everything else radiates. If you ever take a look, they have these airlines, like, you know, an airline, I don't know, from Finland. So they draw pictures with lines to everywhere in the world, that mamish Helsinki is the place where it's the center crossroads of the world. You know, Madagascar, they have, you know, arrows going everywhere. This is the center of the world. There is no such thing as a center of the world physically. It's a ball. So any place you put a pin in, you can make that the center. So what does it mean that it's the Emtza Yishuv? So the Emtza Yishuv is something which physically, geographically makes sense. The three blocks of Yishuv were Africa, Europe, and Asia. So Eretz Yisrael is actually in the middle. Eretz Yisrael sort of sits on the crossroads of all three. And there were tekufis when Eretz Yisrael was extremely valuable for that reason. The road next to Yerushalayim was the road that bore all the traffic, you know, the trade going back and forth, and it was a very important road. So there is actually a geographical significance, but that's not what he's talking about. The Emtza Yishuv we shall it to a tibur. Now, if a tibur has no real significance, I mean, a belly button is a belly button. I mean, it's good for kids to poke fun at. It's not what significance does it have? The answer is the sheirish of a person's metzias is from his tiburai. That's the place from where he was formed. And that location becomes, it's at the emtza of his body, between the top and the bottom, right and left, it sits in the middle. The significance of that is that wherever there's a sheirish of some binyan, that becomes, emtziusa means the place from where it's yoinik, it's mitzias and it's chias. That's that inyan. So b'meila, the chiyus of all these inyanim come from there, and so Yerushalayim is the Emtzei Yisrael, which is the Emtzei Yishuv, which is the Tibur. The Sherish of chiyus in the world comes from that makom. Al yechs hamazik, kulam nimzogim ba. Everyone blends in at rising. So he says, "Kikol abayin lechol peirut." So Yisrael was a mock. Yerushalayim was a mock where everybody blended together, and they would be mismazik with them in their learning. Now, v'zeh yachas hamazik shekulam loimdim. The emtza is the makom meziga in terms of midos, and so when I say some a certain place is the midpoint, so that means any road will cross there, and all the roads cross at that point. That's the usual place for a midpoint. When I speak about Klal Yisrael's different shvatim and different inyanim, when they come to Yerushalayim, they all come together. So that means that that's the makom meziga, because it sits, so to speak, on that fault line. It sort of becomes the emtza becomes the makom tiruf of all of the different angles. V'zeh yachas hamazik kulam loyim din. Bitach eretz achit, bitach eretz Yisrael, kanal shegam emtza olam. Yarei maschitim hu moli b'teira. Suga b'sheshan and pirush nigda b'mitzvah loisasei k'sheshan shutzach vadek. So we had explained before that the sheshan has in itself midas adin and midas achesed. It's red and white. It's esin loisasei sheshan esach vadeim. So b'meila that is exactly the makom where everything comes together. Isn't that makom? In a certain sense, it says over here. Aremus chitin molly b'teira, suvishashanim. Nigan says, "Let's say, teira is also the nekudem soy from where all the halachas come out. In other words, essays and losses are very different. It says as mangrom, it says as mangrom are very different. Each one is very different, but in teira, they all come from the same teira. There's not separate volumes for each one of these mitzvahs. They're mitzchaber through teira. So teira is the chibur." Of all of the different inyanim, and they come together with this at this nekuda. That is the inyan of these different mekaymas. That's one pshat. The second pshat, pirush beis, shorech v'tibur kemoy agan, pirush sefel molemayim sh'omed neged ha'sahar. Vehu besira zalevana vegam hu al yachas hamazik shumalei kein kreitzich imatibar. So he says over here that he is standing. It's like a dish. He says again is a sefel mole mayim that kineged the levana. So he says it's the mashal of something which is sitting. There's a keres, up of it is a tibur, and the same thing is Sanhedrin. Sheyeshu tibur sha'olam. Agan asar sheshu beigul, aliyas hamazik shezem koyman, bitne charei meschit neshakol tzrichen lemar dechita. So you have keilu a kli mole and sitting around, and in the middle you have this midpoint or this tibur shayla. So what's the mashal nimsh over here? I mean it's a strange. It says a sefel mole mayim. That's full, and like the it's like the it's like the kreisa neged the person. And it's very hard. What exactly is this nekuda here? What, I mean, what are we talking about? So I'm not sure if it means something to do. I mean, in the, if you take a look in the Girsa, he has kisihara. Sev Hashem Nega Sahar, meaning it's like a round kli, I guess, shaped like a levana. V'yechsa mazik shumale. So I mean, the muscle of something full and standing like a levana, it's kind of very strange. Well, what exactly is that? So I think he means that the Indian that we said before, that the Sanhedrin is the Mokoim Mizuk. It's a place where all the different deis and shitas come together. And that's where you balance out the Tzadim L'Chiyuv, the Tzadim L'Ptur, and so on. So I think all of that it's bitnai that we're talking about the entire arema of Chitim. In other words, if the only way in which Meziga works is if you encompass the entirety of it. So, Lamashal, if I want to bring out a halacha lemaisa, I need to be makif the entire sugya, have a hand on all the pratim, and then what comes out is appropriate Meziga. Anything that I say without being makif the entire inyan is not a meziga. It could be a good shita. So the mashal. Imagine I learned something, and I'm only seeing one angle of something. So then I can't say that I have a rois. I can say I have this particular nekuda. So if I have a particular shita inyan, so fine, that's my shita, and it could be emes as a shita. If I want to say that I'm being machriya de halacha, I need to be makif the entire inyan, and then be bearer piece. So I think there's a dogish here that has to be arranged. It has to be full. So just like the tibur sits only on a full stomach, because that's the emtsiusa shavoy, that's where the emtsos is meaningful. That the entirety of the person is emanates from it. The Sanhedrin also, there needed to be an entirety of Torah for them which should come from. So he says, and that's Sheyoshe B'Tibush Oilam, Agana Sashet Beagle, Ayas Amazor Zozimim Koyman, Bitne Harem Schiten Shakol Tzrichon Mordechita. Begam he Sugas Viva B'Sheshanim, Shamokim Lach, Vachitim Yofim Oid, Asheburn Salmelach Vassarim. So he says there was two parts to the world of Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin in Klal Yisrael is the absolute encapsulment of Torah. They're the ones that have Torah, like we said before, that are doima to the Torah that was given. So the Sanhedrin had two dargis. There was the Sanhedrin themselves, and then the Sanhedrin had in themselves Chaf Gimel Sanhedrin, which the Chaf Gimel says, which gave over the Dvar Hashem, each one to its own city, to its own place. All the Sanhedrins that were dispersed around, it wasn't only an Indian that just, you know, makes it more efficient if you're able to do justice in each place. It's the pshat, in as much as the Sanhedrin are the fountain, they're in Klal Yisrael, they're the ones that pour out to each and every place in Klal Yisrael. So that's the Sanhedrin Ketana, that they're good for every place, because every place is can be learning from. I think we'll hold it here.
Rabbi, why does we need to say that the Sanhedrin or the Shorich only sits on a full stomach?
Right.
Meaning, saying a person's belly button doesn't disappear if he's hungry.
Correct, but it's chashivas it's chshivas as a midpoint is when you have a fullness of something. In a place where you have only one nekuda, you can't have an emtza there. Emtza means from the entire structure. So a person is the place where a person is heaviest, most rounded is the stomach. So it means that that's the makam where you can have a nekuda of balance.
Because the previous parak or pasuk,
yeah.
Hey, we spoke about Lashon, about how the emptiness of the stomach is the big milah of our Kadosh Baruch Hu when we
go right.
To share chayma. So there's a tremendous milah in the fact that it was may have eshes shame. That it was the place of yearning, where it wasn't empty, it was yearning. It wasn't full, it was empty.
Right. And that's the pnim, correct. The me'ayim are taka. The pnim is the me'ayim, which is empty, is what's yearning to be full. The people are just on the outside. In other words, a person with our call is most round at its stomach. That's the makam. So that's where you have the snikud. Yes.
Okay. So this is
a lot of
Klal Yisrael. Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
Good night.
Take care.